Julian Foster is one of them, and he has just got back and managed to get out of Marrakesh, and he's been good enough to join us this morning. So, Julian, firstly, how long have you been back in Australia? How are you feeling?
Good morning. We got back into Oz Tuesday evening. We flew out of Casablanca on Monday their time. Fairly tired, I think the longer that goes on, I think the more we realise sort of we had a fairly lucky escape.
It sounds like one of those, the more you think about it, you must be thinking, gee, how did we get out of there seemingly unscathed? I'm sure mentally it's going to be something you're going to be dealing with for some time. The death toll around 3,000 now in Morocco. You were in Marrakesh at the time. Tell us, why were you there?
My partner had actually been playing in the World Bridge Championships that had been held there just prior to that. I'm a bridge player as well, but I wasn't actually part of the championships this year. So I'd been seeing some friends and family in the UK, and I flew out to meet her at the end of that. So that was at the end of August. Ran into dramas there too, because my flight got cancelled because that was the day the UK air traffic control system collapsed in a heap. So we had dramas at both ends. We were then doing a 12-day sort of organised tour around Morocco. And we were actually right at the end of it. The tour was finishing up in Marrakesh. So we were pretty lucky. We'd done nearly all of our trip. We'd actually been through the Atlas Mountains. We'd been there a couple of days before, and we'd actually only driven through the mountains to arrive in Marrakesh that very day.
Which was the epicenter of the earthquake up in the Atlas Mountains. Tell us, where were you when the earthquake struck?
So we were in our hotel room in Marrakesh. So we were staying fairly central, just near the central square within the Medina area. We were in bed at the time. We'd actually had a hot air balloon trip scheduled the next morning. So we'd had an early night because we were due to have a 5:15 a.m. pickup. Needless to say, that didn't happen. So we were sort of in our hotel room when it happened, because it was about, I think it was about 11:15 p.m. local time. I really just remember initially it was more like just an express train going past your window. It sort of felt like that sort of rattling that a fast train produces. And it sort of came in two or three waves, really. The second and third waves is where it sort of started sort of shaking a bit more, and a few things started falling down. When I think we realized, by that time we'd sort of woken up a bit and realized that we were in the middle of something quite serious.
Did you just bolt out the door and head outside? What was your immediate reaction?
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, when the shaking had sort of subsided, we sort of opened our door fairly tentatively initially in case there was damage outside, and there wasn't. And, we saw other people sort of heading out. So, we sort of threw some clothes on and basically got out of the building, because obviously we didn't know if the thing was about to collapse around us or if there were aftershocks coming. We sort of gathered together outside and basically made for the nearest open ground that we could find, which turned out to be sort of largest traffic intersection a couple of minutes down the road.
It must have been chaotic.
It was, yeah. There were loads of people sort of running out of buildings. I mean, there was a load of traffic anyway. The city's pretty lively, I think, still at that time of night in the best of times. So, there were motorbikes and cars running everywhere. And later on, of course, a load more emergency vehicles coming around too. So, it was pretty frenetic. But a load of locals were sort of making for that same area as well. Just trying to get away from buildings in case anything else was going to collapse.
Such a historic city. Were many buildings around where you were they actually collapsing, or was there much damage where you were?
Not a huge amount. It was more superficial. There were sort of bits of masonry had fallen down. The biggest damage we saw was in the central square. There'd been a mosque. There's been pictures of it on the media, quite a lot of things. We'd sort of had dinner overlooking that a few hours earlier, and the tower from that collapsed. But I think, within Marrakesh itself, there weren't that many building collapses. There was obviously some damage, and I think there were certainly some deaths, sadly. But I think, the real tragedy's been down in the Atlas Mountains further south, where the buildings obviously are not constructed nearly as well. That's been the real disaster.
And you were there just days before. How do you feel getting back in? Well, how did you get out? Because often when you get a catastrophic natural disaster like this, communications have been very difficult, certainly for the Nine Network getting hold of our correspondents at times. We know infrastructure goes down. How difficult was it to get out of there?
It wasn't nearly as hard as it might have been. Again, that's where we were really lucky because the power stayed on, the hotel's Wi-Fi stayed on. I mean, most of our group only were relying on Wi-Fi. A couple of people had local SIM cards, but we were able to just sort of take it in turns to just go and stand outside the hotel and still use the Wi-Fi. So that was lucky. We still had comms, so we could sort of tell friends and family we were okay and get news reports and stuff. And amazingly, the train network seemed to be completely unaffected because, we were expecting, we had train tickets booked up to Casablanca, and we were expecting that would be chaos with perhaps rail lines buckled or whatever, but miraculously, it seemed to be totally unaffected. So, our travel arrangements went ahead as planned. Could have been very different.
And exactly. And now back in Australia, sitting back here, you must be thinking, gee, that was something that we were very lucky to be able to come back to Australia and talk about.
Yeah, very much so. Things could have been very different if it had happened, even a few hours earlier or a building had collapsed around us. All sorts of different things could have happened, of course.
Well, Julian, it's great to have you back home and great to hear that you're safe and well and your partner. And thanks for sharing your story with us this morning.